Time to chat a little sport. Adrian from One Week at a Time.
Sport, joins me.
Sport, nothing but sport. Sport, mate.
What about my mates that have joined me tonight?
Yeah, I know, it's
or
great.
This morning,
all
say.
By yourself.
How
all
good's this?
By yourself.
Thanks, guys.
Well,
if
means
you're
no dissenting opinions.
Yeah, I can only be right, can't I? plenty taking place, I should say, in the next sort of week or so, over the weekend especially. The Australian cricket team is currently on tour in Sri Lanka. It's a rain interrupted match that's sort of going on at the moment. Nathan Lyon, the GOAT, the greatest of all time, just brought up his 200th test wicket, the first ever Aussie off spinner to do so. So
really?
Yeah.
The
GOAT
is
living up to it.
Yeah. That's great.
Which is surprising. I mean, Australia's produced some very, very good spinners. You think back to sort of Tim May as far as off spinners back in the 90s, obviously the offsider to Shane Warne at the time. So, yeah, exciting stuff over there. Sri Lankans are really fighting back in that match as well. It was expected the show were just going to come in and just steamroll them. It's been a rain-interrupted test match, as I said, so the Sri Lankans are really coming in and fighting back, which is good to see.
Been great to see. And, look, you know, been a lot of news coverage about it because I think, as you said, Sri Lanka kind of came in as a bit of an underdog.
Yeah, they're a young team too, so they're sort of rebuilding, I guess you'd say, and Australia expect to come in and just knock them over and that be done with it.
It's kind of nice to see the support for them as well. Like, yeah. I think even Aussies are looking at it going, well, at least it's a damn good game of cricket.
Exactly, yeah, rather than just sort of Australia's, killing
stuff. Australia's dominating once more.
Now, tomorrow we've got one of the rugby league matches of the year, I reckon.
Really?
It's going to be North Queensland taking on Melbourne. Both teams in red-hot form. It's going to be played up in Townsville. That's obviously North Queensland's home match.
It is.
Jonathan Thurston hasn't been named. Now, he's got had some issues with, I think it's a quad strain. But Melbourne coach Craig Bellamy is expecting him to play. So a lot of sort of, you know, smoke and mirrors going on there.
But do you think JT is going to be on the field?
I don't know. But if he plays, it will be absolutely a rip-snorter of a game.
Yeah,
actually, even if he doesn't play, it'll probably still be a really good game.
It's going to be a great one to watch, actually. Melbourne Storm have surprised me. I always just assumed that, you know, Melbourne wouldn't be able to play it.
Yeah, no, well, they've still got it.
I mean, they really do.
Obviously, Cameron Smith and Cooper Cronk, who are getting on in years. I say getting on. They're, what, 32, 33?
That is getting on for this game.
Oh, silly.
And
that's
don't
my
forget,
age.
It's always my annual reminder, Cooper Cronk does have the name of a Nintendo villain. I just remember that.
You know he's into his poetry?
I did not.
Everyone, jump on Google. I think it's just coopercronk.com.au. He's got his own personal website with some rather, interesting sort of portraits of himself, like photography portraits.
Right,
like,
okay, right,
he's
right,
not,
right.
He's not stark or anything. He's clothed. But also some examples of his poetry and some of the other stuff he does. There's a lot more to him than just a pretty good rugby league player.
A genuine Renaissance man. A pretty good rugby league player. I love it. Do we know the weather for Townsville? Because that will be interesting Melbourne.
Yeah, no. I don't know what's happening up there. But yeah, I think I'm going to tip Melbourne. I'm going to tip Melbourne, even if JT plays.
Okay,
there you go.
Done.
I think they've got leaders across the park. They're in too good form.
I think it's Storms in North Queensland. Ooh, same as always. All right,
very good. Yeah. I see you did there. let's also talk golf. The PGA Championship is currently underway. We had the first round overnight, our time. The big guns didn't really fire. World number one, Jason Day, the Australian, he's sort of sitting about 4 or 5 shots off the lead. We've got three Aussies himself. So Jason Day, Scott Hend, and John Senden, who are all tied in 8th place at 2 under. How about that? And then the next bunch of Aussies are all at even at tied at 36. So there's 6 Aussies all sort of in contention in sorts, but early on there.
How does Australia normally do in PGA?
Well, yeah, pretty good. We've got Jason Day being world number one. He won it last year. The course they're playing at, if it gets tight towards the end, I reckon Murray will agree with me, I'm going to back Jason Day big time. It's a really, really long course. Jason Day's quite a big hitter of the golf ball. Like, he'll hit it long.
Yep.
So I reckon he'll go good. He will go good.
All right. Couple of stuff to keep an eye on over the weekend. Where can people get a little bit more about the podcast?
Yeah, they just jump on the 2CR website, jump on the listen, scroll down. There's us, 1 week at a time.
Fantastic.
Also, all over the shop, Twitter, Facebook, everything.
Find them everywhere.
Yeah.
Adrian, thanks very much, mate.
Thanks, Nick.